Alex Anthopoulos, Executive Vice President and General Manager of the Atlanta Braves. Alex, thank you so much for joining us, and congratulations. And I'll just ask you that question because, you know, that resonated with me. You know, in addition to running a baseball team and putting a team together and kind of figuring out what you have, what you need, what you don't have, that's kind of a bit of responsibility, isn't it? Sort of being charged with the task of returning a little bit of honor to a franchise?
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, it definitely feels, I don't know that I'd say honor. I mean, look, the Braves have obviously been around for a long time. They've been known as the gold standard for a long time. I grew up, obviously, in Montreal, and you know this well, Jeff. Didn't get to watch the Expos very often, but we had a box at our house and satellite, and we watched TBS a lot.
Oh, we got so many Braves games, didn't we? God, so many Braves games.
Oh, my God, all the time. So, you know, I watch the Braves all the time, and they were the gold standard. And, you know, again, this is a bump in the road, clearly. But, look, I think beyond that, just there's a ton of talent, as we all know. I talked about it that day. But, you know, it was a 72-win team. Clearly, we want to move in the right direction. We want to start winning some games and be able to be competitive and be a playoff contender year in and year out. And, look, there's definitely expectations. There's certainly going to be pressure that I put on myself. And look, there's no doubt when you get jobs like this, I felt it in Toronto. You feel like all eyes are on you, and the organization's going to look to you, the staff. You want to come through for them, and then obviously you want the fan base as well. So it's an enormous responsibility. It's exciting when it does work out, and you see, like we did in Toronto, the way the community can respond. I mean, that's probably the most gratifying thing about being a general manager, and I didn't realize it until I finally got to experience it. How you can impact a community and a city and an organization and pride, and that's what really makes it all worthwhile.
You know, these kind of, Alex, the teams, you know, you're right, 72-win team last year, but where they are on the curve in terms of talent in the system and kind of opportunity, you know, generally jobs don't come open with teams like this because, you know, they come open when things are going badly or when a team's bottomed out or when the system is in trouble. This is unique because of the circumstances, because of how this job came open. I'm wondering, you know, how much that influenced, you know, your willingness to make the move. There are other jobs out there. There will be other jobs out there you would have been eligible for, you would have been a good candidate for. But this situation is pretty different than most of the ones you're going to find in baseball, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's completely fair. Well, one, John Hart, the whole baseball operations team, you know, the time that they've been here, like you said, they've done unbelievable work. So I can't say enough about them and what they've done and, you know, the circumstances we're in. So they've done tremendous work, and certainly it's exciting to be able to have this type of talent to work with. Beyond that, you know, I don't know that – I didn't sit there and think about the talent and things like that. From my standpoint, look, after having experiences and going through some things, you know, the most important thing when you're looking at – I remember talking to Stan Kasten about this last offseason. Now, there were some things that came up with GM openings, and I had a conversation with him, and I just told him I just didn't feel like I wanted to pursue them and things like that. And he said, you know, you should take a look. You know, there may not be all that many places that you'd really want to go to. And look, a big part of that is things were so good here in L.A. You know, my family was happy. I was happy. This was a great job. And, you know, the one thing that I always came back to is who are you going to work with and who are you going to work for? I think, you know, certainly talent, the city, all those other things are very important. But at the end of the day, you can have the greatest organization in the world. If you're working for people that you don't enjoy, you don't believe in, they don't believe in you, what kind of environment is that going to be? How rewarding is that going to be? So from what I'd heard about Terry McGuirk, and then getting a chance to meet him and spend time with him and knowing that he was going to be my direct report and give me full autonomy on the baseball side, it was incredible to hear. And then spending time with him, I remember just, you know, having left the interview thinking, wow, I'd love to work for this guy. And then telling my wife the same thing. This guy is unbelievable. He would be a great boss. And that was really 99% of me wanting to go after this.
Alex, how different is the situation you face now with the Braves compared to the situation when you took over in Toronto? I mean, obviously you had, you know, you were with the Blue Jays before you became the general manager, but in terms of where the team is, because I look at that team, I look at that division, and I mean, I'm sure you don't need anybody to tell you this, but you know, you could be sitting in a gold mine right now.
No, I certainly agree. I mean, look, when I look back to Toronto, the number one prospect, if you remember, you know, Baseball America, I think had us ranked the 28th in the minor leagues. The number one prospect in the organization at the time was Zach Stewart. And that was the number one prospect for the Toronto Blue Jays. And you know, we had some young talent on the roster, but we had a lot of expiring contracts come up. Halladay had a year left. Scudero, Scott Downs, Rod Barajas, those guys were all going to be up or had a year left. And we certainly wanted to do some things, and we, you know, made those deals, tried to stockpile draft picks, spent money in scouting, player development, really did a lot of those things. And I always vowed that my hope was in, and obviously we had come off a 73-win team, I think, that year in Toronto. So things maybe at the big league side, at the minor league side, weren't where they needed to be, and maybe was a lot more work there. And at least I always felt like whenever I leave the Toronto Blue Jays, which I didn't know at the time, I always felt like I wanted to leave it a lot better than when I started. And, you know, having Vlad Guerrero as the number one prospect or being in the playoffs or having attendance and all those things, that was rewarding. But now you take a look at Atlanta, you know, I'm inheriting the number one prospect potentially in baseball, certainly top two or three. The minor leagues might be ranked the best. The talent on the big league roster, there's a lot of good young players that are under control up there now. So I think you hit it right on the head. This is a tremendous opportunity. And again, that doesn't have anything to do with me. That has everything to do with John Hart, the baseball operations team, Frank Rand before him, with some of the guys that he went out and acquired as well. So those guys are the ones that deserve the credit for the state of the organization right now.
What's going to be, you know, again, we don't know exactly what the penalties are going to be, Alex, but potentially what's going to be the impact of the penalties that could be imposed in terms of international signings, maybe even losing a couple of the guys?
You know, I'm not sure yet, and I got to tell you, I mean, it was discussed a little bit during the interview, but I'm being candid about this. It wasn't going to affect me one way or the other, whether we lost prospects, draft picks, dollars. I mean, certainly impacts the organization, but in terms of influencing my decision, it wasn't going to change that I get to work for Terry McGuirk. It wasn't going to change that from my baseball operations standpoint, I was going to have the autonomy to do those things. It wasn't going to change, certainly, state of all the other talent that was around me, the fact that it is Atlanta, great city, 2-hour direct flight from my wife and her family, which is very important. They're extremely close to be able to get there, you know, to go back and forth. Those things were never going to change. So from that standpoint, I'm waiting to hear, certainly, but I don't think it's going to influence a whole lot what we're going to do here going forward. We know there's going to be ramifications. There are going to be sanctions. We'll wait to see what they are, and we'll deal with them. But as you guys saw, we had plenty of challenges over my time in Toronto. You get through them.
Alex, we've only got about 90 seconds left, but I'm gonna ask you this. You know, you inherit a team that's got a lot of minor league talent. How cautious do you have to be this year in, you know, not giving away the wrong guy or not trading away the wrong guy if a deal is presented to you? And how do you go about figuring that out? Are there people in the organization, maybe Perry Manassian, people in the organization you'll trust, you know, to maybe give them a little more power than they normally might have because they know the prospects better than you do?
Sure. I mean, one, I'm thrilled to have Perry here, obviously. It's a godsend. You know, the only problem is he's only been here 2 months. So he doesn't really have any institutional knowledge. So he knows how to show me around the stadium and the offices, and he knows everyone's phone numbers and all those type of things. But beyond that, he's trying to get caught up as well. So, but I would say this. You know, I've had a bunch of people say, we're going to make big trades, this and that. I think it's highly, highly unlikely you see us trade any young players. Doesn't mean we will not be open-minded, but my lean right now is to get a better handle, get myself educated, and the likelihood is that it's going to take me some time. So on the big league side, they're known quantities. We have much more information. But on the minor league side, it's going to take a while, and I think there's a remote chance that we start moving young players.